Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang, what is up, my pizzas? Bang. Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang is back, and Video Game Bang is here. And you just gotta deal with it. We ain't going nowhere, baby. No limit soldiers. Speaking of which, we have, he does have his limits because he's missed a couple weeks.
I was like, how is this segue going to work?
David Webb, welcome back.
What's up, everybody? It's good to be back.
How's life treating you?
It's busy, but it's good.
Yeah?
Hashtag blessed.
How's the new, you know, this new modern man, David Webb, chopping down trees and taking on house projects? How are you adjusting?
It's an adjustment. These hands had calluses, but from controllers, not from hatchets.
And now you got hatchets.
Now I got hatchet calluses. Stuff. Yeah. It's good though. It's a nice little change.
Have you been, you've been all domesticated. You were talking about like American Idol judges.
You know what? There are days like when I'm sitting there on the couch drinking red wine, watching American Idol, that I look and I go,
who am I?
This is a change. It's a good change. Don't get me wrong. My fiance is listening right now, probably. So it's a good change, babe. Like, but it's different from, you know, like this time a year ago, I was, you know, covered in, you know, nacho cheese, Dorito dust, and Mountain Dew.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just different.
It's very different.
It's very different.
She is currently caked in Cheeto dust and Mountain Dew.
Am I?
Well, I mean, as far as the people listening at home, if you're watching us on
side hustle.
If you're watching us on twitch.tv, you can see us, and she is not covered in Cheeto dust. She is here, and I don't even know where I was going. Lexi, welcome back.
Thanks, Corey, for letting the fans have fantasies about me and Cheeto dust.
Well, I mean, you're probably the most hardcore gamer in the room, to be honest. Competitively, yeah. I just see you sweatpants just screaming at people. You play League, so automatically you have more credibility than everybody in here.
Yeah, but I look cute sometimes when I play League.
How's the League?
Even if it's from the top up.
Are you playing League with a webcam?
No, but you know, you have to wish and act like you do, you know.
You always gotta be ready.
No streamer vibes.
If you stay ready, yeah. You don't have to get ready.
Exactly. There you go.
How has the League been treating you? Are you still grinding that bronze?
I am grinding the bronze.
Oh, come on. When are we going to get the update? Every time you come here, I'm like, well, she's going to say she's cracked silver.
Hopefully soon. It's been a battle. People have been very, like, rude and stupid on the game.
No, you don't
you
say.
You don't think so. No, like, people are honestly stupid. Like, I'll get in a game. I'm grinding hard, working my butt off, carrying the game because I play AD carry. And then all of a sudden, like this one game, for example, someone literally, two people on our team of five left. They were like, yeah, we're winning because we were at the inhibitor on the other team's side. We were about to win, but we still needed to do a few more housekeeping things before we ended the game. You know, we had to get a few dragons.
She's lost me already.
No, you know what that means? You guys were wasting time popping off.
But we needed a few other things.
No,
to
you
do.
Didn't. Just
we
going,
did.
You guys were just reveling in your victory. I've seen this happen. I remember back in the Energy Smite days, the best Smite team to ever play the game. They'd be crushing so hard. They go in there, take the Titan. And they're like, let's go get the Gold Dragon one more time.
And then they start moonwalking.
Yeah, you just start flexing. Yes. Lexi's emoting.
I saw this happen at the Super Bowl.
I only emote when I know I'm carrying at the end, like in their base, and I'm done. I go, I do like my shiny, like level mastery six emote. Keep doing it as I'm hitting their inhibitor, and then I'm like, GG. It's like, you can't touch me now, Holmes.
Dang.
But this game made me so upset because we were winning.
Keep in mind, we looked at her play history like a couple weeks ago, and it was like L's.
If you looked at my score, it was like 23 kills, 15 assists. So I did good.
She really isn't PR.
What I get is that Lexi's not a team player. She's going for the stats.
She's going for hero plays.
Okay, this is me. I am a team player because I'm the one on your team who goes, okay, if I don't die, then someone or I can carry late game and we will be fine because the less kills somebody else has, that means they're not getting that goal to go buy items. So I'm that player. But this game frustrated me because these two people left and this is what they type. They go, yeah, we won. And they just DC'd like in the middle of the game, like almost the end of the game. And I was so pissed. I was like, no.
So you had to stop emoting, and you actually had to go do something. That's why she's pissed.
No, at this point, I wasn't emoting.
Okay, all right.
No, no, we were there, but I wasn't emoting yet. You know, I knew we had things to do, and I just went back to base and got items, and I was just like, what's going on?
Does the game?
This is not Fortnite. This is not Fortnite.
This ain't Fortnite.
This is not Fortnite. This is League of the Legends. Legends never die, honey.
Let's go pull up her stats again. I gotta see these. All right, so that's exactly why I don't play League. Everything that just happened right there.
This whole segment is why we don't play League.
Exactly, but you know what I do like to play.
Updates and maybe one day I'll see.
Bro, no, the what you playing theme song.
What you playing?
The theme song is what you playing. We've been taking tally all year long. Lexi.
Oh, I have new ones.
You got a lot of points already. Oh, this can only help. This can only give you more points. Well, we'll start with you then. Besides League of Legends, what have you been playing?
Mega Man.
Mega Man?
For Xbox.
Which one?
Xbox One. I don't know. It's the two-pack one. I don't know what it is.
So you just saw.
I got it from the library because I'm smart and did not go out and buy this game. But it's fun.
Xbox.
It's nostalgic feels. Xbox One.
Okay.
It's like the double-sided pack. I don't know. Red, blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You went to a library.
No. I went to the library and checked out this game for Xbox One.
You really did?
I really did.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I thought she meant like the Game Pass library.
No, she went to the actual library.
I'm on a whole nother level.
Where did you?
I'm at the library.
Where did you find a library?
Where else do you find libraries, Corey?
I have no. I honestly could not tell you. A school?
Okay.
It's all these fifth graders. And she's like, oh, no, excuse me. So, okay. I was going to check that out, Sarah.
If you guys don't know, just as a helpful hint, if you are cheap like me and you can't get Game Pass or whatever, libraries tend to have games. Not all of them, but the library that I go to have, like, actual recent games. Like, they have the newest Call of Duty. They have...
She said they have the actual recent games, and she's talking about Mega Man.
But look, okay, I'm a throwback person, so that's why I got Mega Man. But they do have the recent games. Wait. Like, they have Call of Duty.
Do you have to pay for them?
No, you check them out for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks, okay? That's more than Blockbuster.
That's why Blockbuster
went out of business.
Because the library took them over. We thought it was Netflix.
No way.
It's the library.
It was the library.
Wait, why was it Netflix? Netflix never lets you rent games.
No, well, the movie part.
You mean
the movie part. Yeah, yeah. Redbox.
Redbox.
But yeah.
This is new information.
If you're cheap and you want some games.
If you're smart and you want to play a game. I don't play a game for more than 3 weeks.
Wait, there's a library by you, Corey.
No.
Yeah, because I went Pokemon.
I would check it out. Because what they do, and say for instance, your library doesn't have it, you can request it and they'll get it or they'll buy it and have it on stock. Like, I swear to you.
Libraries,
they have all the newest
games. Libraries have game money? Like, they can go buy a game?
I guess. They have book money, I guess.
Just
to
defend myself.
They have media money. So media is considered like movies and games.
Just to defend myself in chat, Pratt says, how do Corey and Webb not know how a library works? We know how a library works, but it's meant for like books and Dewey Decimal System and that kind of stuff. Looking up porn. Like, oh my
God. But no, like, I would check it out for real because they had...
check it out. That's a pun.
They had, when Far Cry 3 came out, rented that brand new. Didn't even have to go to GameStop.
It's a whole new world that we're exposed to.
Yeah.
This is genius. This is big brain stuff.
And you can do it online and just pick it up. You don't have to go to the library and look at their selection. Even if you want to, you could, but...
Wait, they mail it to you?
No, it's online.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. But you can check out their selection online, and if they don't have it, you can request it, and then they'll order it or buy it.
This is 100% a More You Know segment.
Like, it is. We need that. Why don't we have that sound bit? It's been 6 years. Why do we not have that sound bit?
It's been six years.
I'll put it on the giant list.
On the to-do. Okay. The to-do list. Yeah.
So, anyways, how are you enjoying the Mega Man game?
I love it. I played Mega Man on... Like, back in the day, and I also used him as one of my players in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because I do play fighting games.
Okay, FGC in the house.
So, I did use him on there, so I really enjoy it. So far, it's really fun. I mean, it's, like, brainless, like, mindless, like, you know. You're swishing around.
It's super important.
You're shooting a little beep-beep, like, you know.
David Webb, what you been playing, man?
I've been playing Marvel Super Heroes on the Xbox One.
Okay.
Wait, what is that? Marvel Super Heroes?
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let me rephrase. Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Sorry. Forgot the Lego part.
I haven't finished it, but I love it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to finish it. It's stupid hard.
Yeah, it is.
I'm playing with my little nephew. Me and him are doing couch co-op.
Aww.
And we're stuck on the level. We don't know how to beat it.
This is where you got to teach him research skills and get on the YouTube and then, like, look up all the hacks.
So here's where my pride's kicking in a little bit because I'm like, this is a kid's game.
Okay.
It's a Lego game.
Fair enough.
I got to be able to figure out how to get past this.
No, there's some it's hard the
beginning,
levels.
It's the beginning of the level. I'm not even at the point to where, like,
Wait,
I'm not
what
even, like,
level
midway
are
through.
You on? Like, exactly.
Give me a description. It's like the snow level.
Okay.
And
yeah, there's some hard parts on that.
I'm not even in the base set. I'm still on the outside of the base.
That's a super hard one.
Okay,
I will all right.
That makes me feel better.
I did pass it finally, but it took a while. It took a
my,
while.
My little nephew's like, all right, what do you do? What do we do next? I was like, oh, we're going to rent snowmobiles. Let's blow up snowmobiles. And then Minecraft. We've been playing Minecraft.
Oh, you've been
he
back on Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Okay.
So I've been doing, fun fact, Xbox One X or Xbox One,
yeah.
You get the Minecraft is couch co-op.
No way.
It's couch co-op.
I had no idea.
No, yeah.
Like Fortnite.
Yeah, like split screen. We're sitting there playing Minecraft.
It seems like it'd be extremely frustrating.
It is, because it's very narrow.
Yeah.
Also, Plants versus Zombies.
Oh, that's a fun-ass game.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I had that on my phone.
It's very different. It's very different than the phone game.
I remember
third-person shooter.
Yeah, it's a third-person shooter. What? Like, it's hyper-competitive. I remember in the early days of the Xbox One, it was one of the earlier like launch titles.
Yeah.
Download, and I think I got a code from when we were writing from Nerd Reactor.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of the launch titles for the Xbox One were kind of like crappy. Like I had Rise: Son of Rome, for example.
I remember
like legit the most fun on Xbox for like a month was Plants vs. Zombies, and that had like the highest player base, like
it
was packed. You'd find
it's
matches
super packed,
and it was a good little like class-based
like
objective capturing shooter.
We just go into like the open area like in between, like you have like the plant base and you have the zombie base, and we just go in the middle and just shoot zombies.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking incredible game.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I'm glad people are still enjoying that one.
So that's what I'm playing.
For me, I've been playing Minecraft.
On PC.
On PC, but it's crossplay.
So you're doing the Microsoft version, not the Java.
Yeah, so what's dope, if you guys are old schoolers like me and you played on Java, what you can do is you could log in to the Mojang website and basically redeem a code for the Xbox One for free.
What?
So,
that's super cool.
It's like an upgrade thing. So I got the, and they want to drive you there anyways because they have Xbox control over it.
Yeah.
Java was the Wild West. You create your own servers. You can hack it. You can go in there and do whatever the hell you want. That's still there if you want. But when you then you get old like me and too busy to play around with building servers and stuff. And I just want it done easy. So I pay like $5 a month or something like that. And then I get a realm.
Yeah.
And I could send as many invites to people as I want. Max of 10 players at any given time. And it just runs for you. They actually even give you particular mods and skin packs for free you could add on top of it.
That's cool.
And I'm still like in this midlife gaming crisis to where I put so much time into grinding FPS and I got pretty good at Overwatch and Apex, but I just got to a point where I couldn't handle the competitiveness. I was getting bodied so hard and I just like, I need to go back to the basics, go back to simple Minecraft.
And chill. Yeah.
And I invited some friends I used to play Minecraft with back in the day and they're putting way more time into it than I am. And it was fun. So I got a tweet from a dedicated listener, Discord person, Lost Sheep, who I keep saying I'll stream on Monday, and I never stream on Monday. I always get busy, or I'll be playing Minecraft. I'm like, no one wants to watch me farm beats, you know? Like, no one wants to watch this bullshit.
Bro, Minecraft is huge on Twitch.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but no one wants to watch me play because they're doing exciting things. I literally just stay at my base. I go fishing. I'll go, like, design a room or something.
So like, you're like Thanos.
I don't... Yeah, exactly.
You've racked an FPS.
Yes.
And now you're retired.
Yes.
You're planting corn. Yes. Fishing.
Yes. I
and
have my
the
armor.
The Avengers are going to come and chop your head.
My armor's set on a scarecrow. That sad violin music is just playing. And I'm it's, like, no.
Reinhardt's armor is
on a scarecrow. Yeah. So... I was like, okay, Lost Sheep tweeted at me. He said, just hit the button. I was like, I'm already playing the game, so all right, I'm just going to hit the button. I'm going to do what he says. I start streaming, and immediately I'm like, I got to entertain the masses, all four people in my chat.
All four people.
So I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to go like explore and see what happens. And so I start walking out, and I noticed that one of my friends has already explored way too far.
Yeah.
And he's like...
He's the boss.
He's incredible. He started like putting buildings around places and like building like almost lore.
Towns?
Like it was like if you've come this far, feel free to supply up and things like that. And I honestly didn't know which of my friends was doing this. I was like, who is like really turning this into an MMO?
Yeah.
And so I get to the furthest someone has explored and I'm like, let's go further, guys. And I find a town. First of all, I get attacked by bees, which are a thing.
Yeah,
there's bees now. And yep. I was like, oh, I wonder if I can collect the honey. Punch. And then all of a sudden, three bees, like, practically kill me.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, low. I run. I find this village. And I'm like, oh, cool. I can, like, pillage this place. Like, you know, I could, you know, talk to, like, the little murr guys. I walk in there. And then a little bar comes across the top of the screen that says raid incoming. Never seen this before. No idea what this, like, feature is in the game. And this bar fills up, and then I hear, and then from out of nowhere, just hordes, like round by round, of these dudes with magic. There was necromancers. There were these giant freaking bowl things with a guy on it shooting arrows.
What?
I swear to God, I didn't know these features was in the game.
Other players?
No.
No.
NPCs.
NPCs?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Attacking this village. And I had, like, not great gear, but, like...
Did you defend the village?
I started fragging out. Like, I thought it was Overwatch, and I had Genji Blade. And I just started going...
I
fucking summoned the dragons, and I was putting people down, and chat saw. Like, I was going nuts. And then I defended it, and then I was like, all right, now I'm this people's leader, apparently. And sure enough... Sure
and
enough.
Now I'm your king.
The villagers like throw things at you like they love you. And then I was like, all right, I'll chill here for one more night, you know, and then I'll go back home. I was like, good stream, guys. And then the bar comes back across the top. And there's another raid. This time they kill me. I had to run all the way back out, finish the fight. Oh, it was just a nightmare. I ended up finding this awesome horse, getting lost. The horse fell down a thing. And I was like, I've come too far now to leave this horse. So I went down all the way there, and I dug the horse out of this. It was like a six-hour stream of, like, just pure fun. So
what did your chat
say to Minecraft.
All in Minecraft. There's some funny Twitch clips, like, if you go to the Discord. One, okay, I fucking get this horse. Like I said, I make him go across the plane of the known Minecraft world.
Realm, yeah.
And I'm on stream trying to just go home. I was lost for the longest time. And the chat was like, you'll never find your way back. Keen sense of direction, me, finds my way back.
Oh my God.
And then I find the path. I'm going back. I'm seeing all the things. I'm practically home. And my horse falls in this hole, like I was talking about.
Yeah.
And this is a big fucking chasm, like, to kill you. But in the game, there's this stupid thing where if you land in a puddle of water, you survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happened. After all this, me and my horse fall. No! Puddle of water. And then I had to dig him out. And then it was just, you had to be there, guys. Please, just, you had to be there. Enjoy Minecraft.
I need to see this.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, Minecraft is, I never knew that there were adventures. Like, there's actual quests that you can go on in Minecraft.
And yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of fun. People who are interested and not griefers, I've been handing out the code to. So hopefully we get some more people who listen to the show and who want to participate and hopefully not troll us. So you got to be like a very selected few of trustworthy people because it's but it's a lot of fun. News. Everybody, what kind of news stories do we have? So if you guys have been following VGB, my life story, things have been hard. You know, when you see Obama when he first was president and he looked all young.
He looked like young and vibrant.
And then like
change.
Yeah. And then like 3 days later, he aged like 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm the vice president of just an esports org. And I see what happened to him. It's going to be me. And things change, and thankfully, the real David Webb and Lexi came to my save me, and you guys did the show notes. So what do we got?
Hang on, I'm on office trivia.
Well, while you're doing that,
I'm here now.
Web's telling the news.
It's weird to be back in this chair. all right, let's start with some Xbox Series X news. None of this is really going to be new. If you've been an avid listener of the show for any given time, you'll know how we've been talking about the next generation of consoles is getting closer and closer to PC. And what the difference is between why would you want to get a PC when you can get a console and vice versa. So Xbox Series X is coming out, and they have announced more and more features that they are stealing from the PC realm and bringing it to the console realm.
I'm intrigued.
So one, the accessories that you bought for your Xbox One will be compatible with the Xbox Series X. Not just controllers, but all other parts of the hardware ecosystem as well. So, just like when you buy a new PC, you don't need to go out and buy a new keyboard and mouse. You plug in your old keyboard and mouse that you got from HP, and you're good to go. Same thing. Which is cool. One big thing with, you know, when I play on PC, and I played with a controller for the longest time, I played with an Xbox 360 controller. Well into this new generation, I just didn't want to. I had my Xbox One controller over there, and my 360 controller was on my PC. So, you don't have to buy new stuff for your Xbox,
yeah,
which is cool.
Sure. I'll get to it. Continue, please. Is there more? I'd like to stop here. Okay, let's stop here. Let's pause here.
Yeah, let's pause here. You're not going to make it through.
The whole point of a new console is new controllers.
No, you still get new controllers. There's still new controllers, but you don't have. So, all right, here we go. Scenario, okay? Let's be honest.
Okay.
You're the VP of an esports organization, so you're going to be able to get this Xbox before I am. So,
yeah,
you have.
Sure.
You have the new Xbox Series X, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the bundle that comes with one controller. I come over. We want to do split screen Xbox Minecraft. on your 104-inch TV, you have in the living room. But you only have one Xbox One X Series X controller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you have four Xbox One controllers. Boom. Here you go, Webb. You can play with me.
That's not how it was back in the day, and that's not how it should be now.
Okay, but you're a PC gamer.
Yeah.
So, for you, this is merging of the worlds.
No.
No.
No. This is...
We suffered, so they should suffer?
This is blasphemy. This is... Stop trying to call... These aren't consoles anymore. They're just PCs now that don't have operating systems and let you do cool stuff. What's the whole point of having a new console generation was like the exclusivity, the excitement of what comes next.
The elitism.
Kind of. Like, there's going to be brand new because this is a new technology. You know, the games are going to look better. We have more polygons now. We have more of XYZ. The hardware is different. Everything's just different and better. Now, this is just a glorified Xbox One PC. Update. Just with a little bit bigger specs. There's nothing. This isn't a next generation. This is not next gen. This is just slightly better than the shit you had before. This is PC gaming is what it is now. And every time a new graphics card comes out or you update your PC, you don't go and say, guess what, everybody? Next gen PC, bitch. Yeah,
you just upgrade your PC.
Yeah, you had to do it to keep up
with
the software.
But that brings a good point, because what if them making this, that's the point that they want to do for the next generation, is to just like, okay, here you go, pop in this new cart to upgrade that Xbox.
Then I don't want to hear people talk about the cost and efficiencies of PC gaming as much anymore. How long has the Xbox One been out now?
4 years?
No,
it's been longer than that.
Five?
But
well,
regardless, long time,
give or take.
And they've already done upgrades. You know, they've already, the baseline model now is better than the baseline model, and they still called it the Xbox One. And then if you did that, you've now probably paid about $1,000 for Xbox across the two generations. Now they're calling this next gen, but it's not. It's going to play all the same games as the old one. You could, in theory, keep that other one, but people are going to upgrade again. Now you're in the whole, $15,000 or $1,500, I should say, on the Xbox, which is less than I've paid to build my PC, less than I know a lot of people built their PCs that last the same amount of time and are more versatile.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, let's be real, call a spade, these consoles are just PC boxes. Remember when Alien, what was the big story we were chasing for months and months?
Box?
Steam boxes.
Yeah.
They're basically Steam boxes now.
Yeah. That don't run Steam.
Yeah.
Speaking of technology, we already knew this. This has been around for a while. Series X is going to bring next-gen SSD and ray tracing to consoles. PC has had that for a while. This is a cool... These next two features are pretty cool. Microsoft is introducing a feature for their console called Dynamic Latency Input. So basically, this synchronizes the controller with what's displayed on the screen more closer than ever before, and with the promise of more responsive gameplay. So this does for consoles what NVIDIA G-Sync and AMD FreeSync do for PCs.
Okay.
So that, I mean, again, it's a basic gaming PC, but the fact that they're looking at these and bringing them to the console realm is pretty cool.
Let me see, address chat. I don't know. Tronica's in chat. He says 1K is cheap if you look at the price of GPUs during that time. The 1060 was over $1,000 a year ago.
True.
But that's for top of the line, like very high end GPUs, which you do not necessarily need to build a PC. They can still get you the frames you need.
But
like these consoles for that price I was telling you about are still being played on TVs that are getting you 60 and are struggling to get you 60 frames per second, you know, at full resolution, 4Ks and things like that.
On
a PC for less money, you don't have to get the 1060. You can get less and still get at least 144 frames to push whatever game you want.
I would be interested to look at what can the Series X put out in terms of like quality of gameplay versus what would it take to build a PC that would get you to that? You know what I mean? Because, yeah, you don't need to get the 1060, but with a 1060, you give better ray tracing than a 980. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the thing that really underpowers the consoles is just they try and fight so hard to keep them in those small boxes. So, you know, it is pretty incredible the performance you get out of them for those right. sizes and for the price you pay. Because to make things smaller, it costs more money. So with the PCs, that's never an issue because you, unless you're building a tiny little PC, which they're out there. But for the most part, you know, you're getting a better deal because you're putting giant parts. You're expecting it to put out a lot of heat and in most cases noise.
The next thing that they're doing is smart delivery. So when you buy a game, you have the game no matter what console you have.
This is really cool.
So this is very similar to on the PC, where you buy a game on PC, on Steam, you get a new PC, you sell the game. Like, it doesn't matter if the PC that you get is worse or better than the one that you had before when you originally bought it, you could still play the game and you still own the game. This is the same thing. And right after they announced it, CD Projekt Red, Cyberpunk 2077, yeah. said that if you pre-order it on the Xbox One, you automatically get it when you get to if you buy the Xbox Series X. Yep.
That's cool. You know, I sound like angry, but I'm not. I'm passionate. I think these are overall great changes, and people who have consoles and are console gamers are getting a really good value if you're going to upgrade anyways. The fact, like David was saying, that you get to keep and reuse your controllers is great. The fact that you get to keep your games and play them on the new platform is amazing. It's just like PC gaming. It's the reason why a lot of us have PC gamed,
right.
you know, for as long as we have. But now you guys can get to enjoy that too, and it's good. It's overall, you should be very happy. These are amazing features. You'd be dumb not to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
What else we got?
EA bans an abusive player from all of its games and services.
What?
So I think we talked about this character, this article before. This character. So back in 2019, FIFA competitor and streamer Kurt0411 was banned from playing in FIFA 20 events by the publisher for just basically being abusive and threatening for players and EA staff. Now they've banned him from the entire portfolio of EA games. So wow. In a statement released today, EA said Kurt Feinick is banned from playing our games and accessing our services due to serious and repeated violations. The statement released on Twitter explained that he had initially been banned from FIFA competitions and live events after he threatened employees and other players. In the days following that ban, various EA employee Twitter accounts were hacked, displaying rogue messages supporting him.
Oh, so this guy went crazy and started hacking people too?
So, I mean, on his end, he's fired back and saying that it's a conspiracy, and he's never said anything that wasn't true, and that they just don't want him playing in the tournaments because he wins all the time.
Oh, my God.
And all this stuff. But it raises an interesting point when you have game developers that start looking at players and start banning players from playing their game and their services. Like, it's one thing to say you can't play competitive
but
anymore.
Homeboy tries to load Peggle. But and it and says, like,
nope, locked out, bitch.
You cannot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, you and I have played Overwatch together, Corey. We've seen some toxic players. Can you imagine if Blizzard start banning toxic players?
This guy deserves. They do. They do ban people.
But from all of their game library.
That's unique. That's what puts this asshole in the like troll Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, for
troll
sure.
Hall of Fame.
He's the LeBron James of trolling.
You have a troll on Overwatch who's being toxic and gets banned, and then he goes, well, screw it, I'm gonna go load up Diablo, and it's like, nope.
No,
you're not.
You fucked up.
And he can't even play Destiny now either.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, man. What's he going to do with his
life? Oh, wait. Never mind. They're separated again.
Oh, okay.
But all he has to do is make a new account.
I think he's probably IP banned.
I was going to say, I think they have it on a
but
better...
But if he's a hacker and he's smart, he probably covered up all
He's a hacker. He's clearly not smart. Let's make that delay.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying if he's smart enough to be hacking all these accounts, then he should be smart enough to close out that IP or whatever.
He can get like he can get VPN to mask his IP or look account. Like his IP is coming from like Europe or wherever.
Yeah.
He isn't. Theoretically,
so he'll probably be like, who cares? Like, I did this thing. But he's still a jerk.
Like. That's crazy. He's coming out and like trying to deny it. Like, just take the punishment.
He's going as far as saying it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy because I keep winning all your tournaments.
He posted something that said this goes so much deeper than any of you know. I'm like, really? Does it? Does it though?
I don't think there's going to have
it does.
WikiLeaks on EA stuff. This guy's not Snowden. I'm sorry, bro.
He's going to hide out in Switzerland.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of Blizzard, Overwatch's new experimental mode is going to shake up the roll queue.
Oh, I heard about this. This hit like a wrecking ball. This is like out of nowhere.
It did. So basically, Blizzard is rolling out a new game mode where it's called experimental mode. And it used to be known as experimental card. It's an arcade card that changes over time. The first big experiment is 3 damage, 2 support, 1 tank. So
yeah.
I've been out of the Overwatch game for a while, but it sounds like what this is going to do is it's going to basically be putting, you have to use different metas than what the current standard meta is.
So they're already doing something that's coming. It's actually, I think it's coming soon. I don't know. I haven't played competitive this season, honestly. But it's going to affect the Overwatch League here in March, where basically there's going to be like a rotating hero pool that gets banned.
Oh, all right.
So that's a completely separate thing. That's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
They made this new card called Experimental, and it's not the PTR, because the PTR, basically, you have to download another version of Overwatch.
It's a whole other version,
You launch into the PTR, and then they can try like balance changes and things and take feedback.
New
and,
characters. Yeah.
This is where... It's on the live server, like it's on the real game. Overwatch game has experimental card, and they just throw things at you that they're kicking around internally. Doesn't mean they're taking it too seriously. Doesn't mean it can't actually become reality, but they just want to give everybody more of a up-to-date on what they're thinking. So one of the things they're thinking, obviously this first one that they're doing is new role. So before they did role lock, mm-hmm. where you can do 2-2-2, 2 tanks, 2 supports, 2 DPS. What they're doing now on the experimental card is 1 tank, 2 supports, 3 DPS. And they're just saying run wild with it. And we'll check back in with you here pretty soon. And so as a tank player, it's a little concerning because that means they're killing the off-tank role. You know, but they're not, because this is experimental. It may not even happen.
It may not happen, but potentially.
That's the web that's getting everyone like caught up. Like, okay, don't take it seriously. But what if this shit becomes?
But
serious?
What if this is real? What
if this does happen? But let's just
Just have fun. That's gonna be cool. Yeah, it's fun. But what if?
But then there's gonna be no off tanks anymore. Like, how are they gonna?
But
let's just try it. But then when you're a tank player and you go in there and you go, oh, shit, a 10-minute queue time for tank? No, thank you. And then you go back to regular competitive.
So why would they put this on the live instead of just adding this as another feature of the PTR?
I don't know entirely. I'm sure it was in one of his videos. What's cool about it is that being a part of the actual game means it's exposed to a larger player base. This is open to people on console, too, who don't have a PTR.
Yeah. So that's true. That's a good point.
People who have console have always been left out of this whole, you know, experimental phase of stuff. So it addresses that. And plus, it counts towards your perks, because they've been doing like, you know, obviously if you get a certain amount of experience, you unlock loot boxes.
Yeah.
They've been doing a lot of these events. Like right now, there's a Mardi Gras event where if you win 9 games this week, you unlock a new Ash skin. You can take place in the experiments and still progress on your main account. That's kind of cool. Overall, a lot of the feedback I'm seeing is just from tank players of just not wanting to deal with these tank times, queue times. They've changed like things, like now Zarya's bubble, I believe, like bubbles everybody in her vicinity when you click it.
Interesting.
Reinhardt has a new thing, you know, when he does his take a breather to get his health back. He does like a fart that protects everybody around him too for some damage. So they're really only just experimenting with the new changes, they're also like tweaking to figure out, well, if we did take this seriously, which we might not.
Which we might not, but if we did.
But if we did, how would we need to fix D.Va so you can have one tank, you know, and her not just be never get used?
In the video when they talked about this, Jeff did repeatedly say, don't panic.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean anything.
He knows something's up.
But it could.
But it could. It could, but change, don't panic. It
could change the whole face of Overwatch League and no off tank has a job anymore.
Yeah. But nah, don't panic.
Probably not.
But probably not.
Probably not.
But maybe. What's that? What's that meme? When she's like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening in the Overwatch.
That's game. Exactly what's happening in Overwatch League.
We'll watch it. Overwatch is just kind of Overwatch League. Nuts. I don't know if it made it to the stories. It was kind of like late last week. You know, the coronavirus caused the cancellation of a lot of the Chinese matches. You know,
oh, wow.
That's why our team hasn't played since the debut. And then they had announced that all the teams were going to go to Korea and do makeup matches, basically.
Okay.
And we were all going to get caught up, and then it was going to lead into the rest of the homestands. We'd be okay. Well, then late last week, they announced, or early this week, that Seoul is now in a state of emergency pandemic. Oh my God. They canceled their events. So now they're going to have to make them up some other way.
Holy crap.
So the Overwatch League has been put on hold. Most of the matches that are taking place the last couple weeks have been like in Washington, D.C. There's one coming up in Houston. So like some teams have played, but like half of the teams in Overwatch League have zero matches right now, have not gotten to play one game.
Jeez.
So everyone's starting to rumble and talk about, well, maybe this is going to like postpone the, you know, they were going to do like a half season big tournament thing because they're not doing the stages anymore. They were going to do like one tournament in the middle of the season and then another one at the end for the grand finals. So who knows how it's going to be play out in the end. And then you have all this stuff happening in the game with the hero ban. So it's a wild time to be an Overwatch League fan right now.
Jeez. Yeah. While we're talking about changes to games, let's talk about Fortnite, everybody's favorite favorite game. Oh, Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 2 is top secret. Battle Pass features Deadpool in it. So it's top secret in the sense is the whole theme is spies and spec ops.
Sorry.
Stop. I keep All right, for everybody. I'm trying to read the notes on my phone and I think Corey's highlighting cuz we're in Google Docs. And every time he highlights, it bounces up. And I keep scrolling down and it bounces up again.
Sorry.
Like son of a
Sorry.
The season introduces several key elements based on two new cover operative factions, Ghost and Shadow. Super original. Which have taken over the Battle Royale Island. Their arrival coincides with the set of new locations that can be discovered across the map, including hideouts.
You know what this is? This is, James Bond movie is about to come out. Let's do a spy thing Fortnite.
Ah, you said it. And you know what?
This is exactly what that is.
They got it.
Because they do that a lot for,
they do that
for
a lot.
Movie things.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that.
Because when Avengers came out, they did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They
did.
It for everything like that.
So, speaking of 007, the article says the spy theme wouldn't be complete without a variety of 007 style gadgets.
Of course.
Such as decoy grenades, proximity mines, and disguises that allow you to sabotage rival agents. Because part of this whole thing, too, is limited time operations, where you infiltrate enemy bases, you have henchmen guards, you defeat evil masterminds, and you slide in and out. And
so you can be Gru, essentially, and 007 at the same time.
Groot meets 007. They did steal something from Apex Legends, where Apex Legends introduced vaults with the new map last season. Fortnite is adding its own vault system in Top Secret. Finding key cards will grant you access, but it's currently unknown what enemies you will eliminate to pick them up.
The Fortnite has taken the world by storm. Obviously, it's still probably more successful than most games will ever get to, but it is noticing a decline Like, it's getting less revenue, the less a smaller player base, and less views on Twitch, too. So the game is kind of in a spot. And honestly, like what we were talking about here, it felt like maybe things are getting a little lazy, like choosing a spy theme because of 007.
And right.
Maybe they're selling out a little too hard, because now it seems like it is, you can't put it on timer. Oh, Harley Quinn's in it because Birds of Prey came out.
Yeah.
And what that is probably Epic sales team going out, and they're probably charging Harley Quinn and DC more money than you and I will ever see in our entire lives to get, to to make those deals happen. Because if you want to get something in front of a 13-year-old or, you know, a 10-year-old who's obsessed with video games in that market,
put it in Fortnite.
Put it in Fortnite, and they will know about it, and they will talk about it on the playground, and it'll be a big thing. So it's kind of interesting to see. Still, like, people say, oh, it's dying. It's got a long ways to go.
It's got a long ways to go before it dies.
Before it dies, but I think it's seen its best days, probably.
Speaking of dying, we have big news from Valve, everybody.
Ooh.
Big news. The news that we have been waiting for over a decade is finally here.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this?
Blow my mind.
After 14 years, the Valve-approved Half-Life remake is nearly finished.
Oh my God!
You guys know what? Say Half-Life 3.
What we've been waiting for.
Half-Life 3 is what we've been waiting for.
I know. I've never played Half-Life.
You know what?
Then why? 14.
I just know it. You know what? No, it's a thing. It's a thing in gaming. Everybody is waiting for Half-Life 3.
No, you know what? A thing in gaming is that people were waiting for freaking Kingdom Hearts 3, and then it came out, and then we're just like, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I love my Kingdom Hearts, but.
But it's okay.
There's some moments.
That's how it works.
Questionable.
You know, there's very few things in life that will deliver after over a decade's worth of waiting.
Oh, it still delivered, but there were some questions.
No, it didn't deliver. All right.
It didn't stand, and it didn't deliver.
If it delivered, you would have been saying, oh, my God, it was incredible. It was the best thing that ever happened.
True.
Oh, my
God.
I'm still playing it today. Have you finished it?
No.
Then it did not deliver. I'm sorry, Lexi.
Spider-Man delivered.
But that's because we talked about that for weeks.
But we didn't wait for it for a decade.
That's not relevant.
True. The thing that has, like, the only things that have delivered, like, Star Wars doesn't even deliver after that kind of time.
No.
The Avengers movie delivered. That's what made it such an iconic moment. And, like, it's almost once in a lifetime.
You know what else is going to deliver, like, the Avengers movie?
Gosh, what?
Jurassic Park 3.
No, you're done.
Cutter Mike. No!
Cut!
David Cutter Mike.
Oh, my God. No, because they said that they were bringing back all the original cast from the original movies. And Chris Pratt announced that it will feel like the Avengers, like, in-game type feel.
See,
I'm hype about that. Okay. Because I'm a Jurassic Park fan. And so I'm like, y'all bringing back my homies to be in the new school stuff.
I like Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the originals. I like the new ones,
but
too.
But you like keep that where it is?
But to relate it to an end game cell event, if I don't have the doctor from the first one coming in through a Doctor Strange portal at the very end with all these other raptors, and Chris Pratt is like, Jurassic Park crew assemble,
I want to see is Jeff Goldblum pop up in there with his shirt off. Chilling. That's all I need.
He's just chilling on the sidelines.
And the T-Rex, like, over him, like, roar. Like, that's all I need. Make that into me.
Your dinosaur impressions are. There's something. They did not deliver.
Did that deliver for you?
No.
Was my act.
Okay. Follow up to last week's story where we talked about ninjas. Yeah, did you hear about that, David?
I did.
I did.
It might be a repeat, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to the show, so I don't know if you guys had this opinion or not, but I'm going to be honest, I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, to me, what he's saying...
Recap, Corey, recap.
Yeah,
kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
If you
about.
Missed last week's episode, please go listen to it, because it was very passionate. But basically, Ninja came out and put out a tweet that said, like, the phrase, it's just a game, is a weak mindset. And okay, he kind of like popped off and, you know, said that if you're not getting mad, if you're not getting angry, you know, you're not going to get better because, you know, you're not a competitive person.
I have some thoughts on that.
Please do.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far into it because we covered it so much last week.
Yeah.
But please.
So my thoughts on that is I get where he's saying because, okay, I get why people are upset and I also get where he's coming from. Why? Because as a casual gamer, you're like, I don't care. I just want to play my game, enjoy, blah, blah, blah.
But this
doesn't
apply to you then.
But if what he's trying to say is for the people who are passionate about like competitively playing these games, it's not just a game. The point of it is that when you put on your headset and sit down and actually play, you're like, it's game on. I'm not crapping around kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I get that, like,
get angry.
Why he's you
get
should
angry
get
that
angry
that you lost.
Yeah, that you lost because the reason you're sitting here playing it and you're passionate about it is because you want to be good at it and like one day become whatever you aspire to be. You know, like that's why he's saying it, to like inspire people. So I get that. On the other side of the coin, I understand why people are upset because they're like, well, I don't play competitively. Well, the message wasn't for you in that light, like you know what I mean, like you gotta take it with a grain of salt. You can't be, life is too short, guys. Things are happening. The coronavirus has came. Let me just bring up that is from Raccoon City. You know, they done made that happen to real life. So life too short. You need to live your life a quarter mile at a time, if y'all know what I'm talking about, from Fast and Too Fast and Too Furious. And so y'all got to take that with a grain of salt.
Did you just quote Fast and the Furious?
I did.
The original.
You know
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
You know, to be fair, that one had really was spitting facts.
It was.
Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, baby. Yeah,
that's
that
is my motto in life.
He said something about it was like respect. I can't remember, but it was a good
look.
Anyways,
look, I rewatched that like three times in the past few months because I love Fast and Furious. Jeez. I love like the whole Sega. Like I just love it. I know it's like some
you stupid the whole
stuff.
Sega.
The whole saga.
I love Lexi so much. The original tweet said, just so you guys for reference, he said the phrase "it's just a game" is such a weak mindset. If you are okay with happened losing. Hold on. Okay, it's such a you are okay with what happened, losing imperfection of a craft. When you stop getting angry after losing, you've lost twice. There's always something to learn and always room for improvement. Never settle. And, you know, go listen to that to hear the counterpoints. But the point was DiGiorno. All that to say because we said something about delivery.
Wait, what?
DiGiorno had a tweet that said, the phrase "it's just delivery" is such a
that
weak
is
mindset.
Right. That is good marketing.
They said, you okay with what happened when you ordered the pizza? When you stop getting angry after ordering, you lost twice. There's always something
I'm
to learn and always room for improvement.
Dude.
Never settle, by DiGiorno.
But
DiGiorno?
That is a life quote. Just take it.
DiGiorno
like
came out of nowhere in the gaming Twitter scene.
Yeah.
And has just like been like, we're here.
No, Wendy's. Like, excuse you.
No. Wendy's has been here.
They made the game.
They made the game, and then DiGiorno was like, hey, we could do this too. Here's my thing, and we can move off of the ninja thing. Take that same concept, that same tweet, take it away from gaming and put it on like basketball.
Yeah.
Put it on any other real life sport.
My thought. Yeah.
And nobody's gonna bat an eye on it because
put
that's
it on life itself.
I don't know.
He's
anyway.
Not out.
What else we got?
Bob Iger is stepping down from Disney.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Bob Iger is, he's been the CEO of Disney since 2005. He has overseen the acquisitions of such franchises as Star Wars and Marvel. Okay. He oversaw Disney Plus. He was actually supposed to retire in 2018, but then Fox acquisition popped up, and he's like, "Nah, I'm going to stay." And then Disney Plus popped up. He said, "Nah, I'm going to stay." So now it's time for him to step down. And Disney Parks chairman Bob Chapek, another Bob, is going to take his place effective immediately. It's interesting. Curious to know. There's not a lot of details I found on this. But if he's just stepping down, like if it's just Is it just time?
It's comforting knowing that he was going to before, you know, and then stuck on. When I first heard the story, I was like, oh, no.
Crap.
What did he do?
Right.
And then you read further. If he had done something, I feel like it would definitely be publicized. Mm-hmm. Like
it'd be
the main guy at Disney did something foul. Like, that would be the headline. But the fact that he's just stepping down immediately is pretty comforting. I hope it's all kosher and good, and I hope the new guy takes over well. And I don't know, like, have you guys logged into Disney Plus lately?
Not lately. Well,
since The Mandalorian ended, I should say.
Yes,
I have.
But only because when I watch my nephew, he likes watching Disney shows.
Okay, so kids is one thing.
Boom.
Okay, I've been watching all the live action Disney movies.
Okay.
Because I love Disney, but I hadn't seen like Aladdin, so I watched that.
I liked Aladdin.
That was good. And then I think I'm gonna like go back and watch all the Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started doing that.
Some people are still
using it. Let's not forget every morning when I wake up my X-Men 90s kids.
Love it.
I love it.
Clip that, make a ringtone.
Oh, you know what? I want to suggest people to watch Lady and the Tramp. The live action, it was so good.
You know what?
I was shocked. I was shooketh. It was good.
I watched about half of the Lion King remake.
I haven't seen that one.
And it was too similar. Like, I was able to go line by line and quote things.
Mm-hmm.
I was okay with
that,
though.
But see, I like when they do that.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, the purpose of it is to remake it, but just make it look better, right?
Yeah. No, if that was the case, just take the original voice acting and change it. Like, that would have been better. But I felt like the delivery on things disappointed me because I wanted the delivery I
knew. I feel like it's because it's like it's new technology. So now they're like, oh, we can CGI and all this stuff. So I like it when it's like close to the original. But Lady and the Tramp like really like hit home.
I love Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, but when I heard them do Hakuna Matata, I was like,
right?
There's no way this shouldn't have happened.
Oh,
it's a travesty.
This is Hakuna Matata. That's a bad joke. speaking of Lion King, so I've been really into TikTok lately. You follow me on?
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, we're all you're the next sensation.
I don't have a TikTok. Should I get this to follow you?
Yes.
Tell me why.
First of all,
ain't nothing.
I made YouTube videos like years ago, right?
Yeah.
Did not get nearly as much views as I get on TikTok.
Wait,
you're a TikTok sensation?
Oh my God.
Okay, my first TikTok. Has 740 something views.
Okay, here I really hate to burst your bubble.
No, it's.
Are you okay? Can I burst your bubble?
burst it.
I'm scared to know what.
So this is famously, I've been talking to other social media managers who've been getting into TikTok, and what they do is they make your first post extremely favorable in the algorithms.
To get
you hooked.
I knew it had to be something like that because I was like, there's no way. My next videos are like 150, 130. I got 75. I have 89, 90. Like,
those are pretty good.
Not bad.
You know, that's not bad, but that's why they boost you in the beginning to go like, oh shit.
Oh, I can do this.
I got this, bro. And then they're like, ah, now you're just one of everybody else. So you can still climb, but it's just,
so
it's tricky TikTok.
Follow me on TikTok, Webslinger with two B's.
I don't know if I should follow you.
But I'll show you some.
Quality
I'll show
follow.
You some after.
A quality
but
follow.
This is where it ties into Lion King. So I'm scrolling through and I saw this one TikTok that had me dying because it was basically the plot of Lion King, and it's somebody with like Simba like written over them, right? And it's like, I'm really upset because like I messed up and it got my dad killed and now my uncle took over and da da da, and then it switches to Timon and it's like, yeah, but have you ever thought about this not giving a fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
That's basically
what
it is.
Yeah.
Killed me. Anyway.
Do we have one more story? I thought there was one more story.
I think
story
the Lion
there.
King is Hamlet, right?
We
one more story. I think
we have one more story. Do we have one more story?
Yeah, we have one more story. I had a joke pre-prepared. And I was
oh,
really
was
kind
it
of,
for the FGC one? Or no,
it was the one about the guy who died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
You had a joke prepared for the guy who
yeah, hold on. Wow. I really want to say it. Go ahead.
Bless all right. Soul.
So we're going to end the show on the low note. The creator of the Konami Code has died.
So many times typing that in.
I can't get through this article because I'm just waiting for Corey's joke.
Meanwhile, the creator of the Game Genie is going to live forever. And that's our show, everybody. Thanks for listening. David Webb, where can people find... Okay, we already plugged your TikTok. You're done.
Webslinger on TikTok.
Lexi, when are those streams coming?
I don't know. I saw a lot of people typing about something about they wanted me to stream.
Yeah,
so
we've been waiting.
If I streamed, it would be such crap, but I could try a stream.
We want it to happen.
Me to
I do.
Weekend.
Just push the button. Do what La Sheik told me.
I'm always so scared.
Just push the button. That's all you got to think. It doesn't matter if you're scared. Just push the button.
Oh, La Sheik, thank you. Yeah. You're so sweet. Appreciate that.
And then for me, go to shock2020.com if you're in the Bay Area. Buy them tickets. We are sold out of Saturday general admission. Actually, we're sold out of Saturday single day tickets altogether.
Dang.
Yeah, we've been grinding. The VGB listeners all went to shock2020.com last week and bought them all.
Bought
up.
Them all.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome, Shock.
Thank you, Shock. Yeah. So if you want to attend, you can currently buy a very limited selection of weekend passes that we have left. And then Sunday, we have some tricks up our sleeves, some announcements we can't wait to make to you guys are going to want to buy up those Sunday tickets. So that's it. That's the show for The Real David Webb. Lexi, my name is Corey saying the Game Genie guy is going to live forever. Peace.